This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A 28-year-old woman armed with several guns opened fire on Monday at a private Christian school she once attended in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee's capital city, killing three children and three adult staffers before police killed her, authorities said.
When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot by responding police officers.
Metropolitan Nashville Police Department spokesperson Don Aaron also said the woman was carrying at least two semi-automatic rifles and a handgun. U.S. President Joe Biden is again urging Congress to act after the latest school shooting, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's heartbreaking. A family's worst nightmare.
The president says something must be done to stop scenes like in Nashville.
It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation.
He's imploring Congress to pass a ban on some semi-automatic weapons. Minutes earlier, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said enough is enough.
How many more children have to be murdered?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday put off a decision on bitterly contested plans for a judicial overhaul amid fears that Israel's worst national crisis in years could fracture his coalition or escalate into violence. It's unclear how far the bill's delay to next month's new parliamentary session would satisfy either side or cool a crisis that the army chief said on Monday made, quote, this hour different to any before. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky met today with UN Atomic Energy Chief Rafael Grossi in Ukraine, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The two discussed the precarious situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine. The UN Atomic Energy Chief told Ukraine's president, it isn't getting any better. Zaporizhia is Europe's biggest nuclear power plant, but it's had to switch to emergency generators on several occasions as Russia's war in Ukraine drags on. Russia holds the plant, having taken it over last year. Grossi stressed in his talk with President Zelensky that the situation at the plant remains tense because of the militarization of the area around it and a recent blackout at the plant. And it wasn't the first time that's happened. I'm Rita Foley.
Germany has delivered promised Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine, Chancellor Olaf Scholz said on Monday, providing Kyiv with much-needed heavy weaponry against Russia. The delivery of what Scholz said were, quote, very modern German-made battle tanks come some 2 months after Berlin finally gave the green light for them to be sent. Ukraine has appealed to its Western allies to make good on their pledges of heavy arms to push back Russian forces ahead of a possible spring counteroffensive by Kyiv. In the U.S. southern states of Mississippi and Georgia, people are digging out from tornadoes, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At least 25 people were killed in Friday's Mississippi storms, where that EF4 tornado stretched for 59 miles, according to meteorologists. Volunteers like Jared Coons on the ground helping residents left homeless.
Everything I can see is in some state of destruction.
Now the southern plains and Midwest racing for more severe storms Thursday and Friday, says National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center forecaster Jared Geyer.
This kind of setup could produce severe storms capable of large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes.
Geyer says we're getting into prime season for tornadoes. I'm Julie Walker.
The man suing American actress Gwyneth Paltrow over a 2016 ski collision in the U.S. western state of Utah told his side of the story, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
At least 25.
Paltrow testified retired optometrist Terry Sanderson ran into her from behind.
I didn't engage in risky behavior.
Sanderson says everything was going great on the slopes that day.
And then I heard something I've never heard at a ski resort. And that was a blood-curdling scream. Just, I can't do it. It was, and then, boom.
He says the collision broke four ribs and caused post-concussion symptoms that changed his personality. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Joe Ramsey.